So I'm joined now by Chief Constable Sean Sawyer to talk about the new report that's been issued by the College of Policing this morning, looking at an average day for a police force. Mr Sawyer, obviously from Devon and Cornwall Police's perspective, an average day, but how do you perceive the report that's come from the College of Policing?
I think it shows the reality of policing demand. In terms of crime falling, that's great news, but it's only 17% of our business. 83% of our business are non-crime incidents, and here in Devon and Cornwall, particularly with our rural communities and our coastline, we see increasingly calls for service to do with people's safety.
So the report today looks at a variety of different things about the average number of officers on the beat, the average number of officers and what they might be doing with their time. Maybe doesn't look at some of the things like dealing with missing people, dealing with mental health cases, and of course the challenges that summer police brings to Devon and Cornwall.
Absolutely. Just under 8,000 missing people, the majority of which are high and medium risk. And we shouldn't be surprised by that. With three moors and a massive coastline to search, we're very much reliant on our work with the Coast Guard, the RNLI and local communities. But when someone goes missing here, it has an added impetus for us. Similarly with mental illness, just over 7,000 incidents involving people with mental illness, often very distressed, in need of time and comfort, and sometimes taking to either police stations or hospitals. That all takes time, and increasingly my staff just do not have that time.
So what do you think the report means for the force here in Devon and Cornwall?
Well, certainly the Commissioner is more than doing his part. He's listened, he's asked the intrusive questions, he holds me to account on finding savings. But I do think that an increase in precept will help, but it will actually only help soften the financial cuts. We will lose, with a £29 million cut, up to 800 more staff. My fear is the legitimacy of policing is now at risk. Do we just become a drive-by policing culture? That is not what the people of Devon and Cornwall have had. I don't believe that is what they want. It's certainly not what we want to give them. And therefore, as we approach an election, I would ask people to start talking to their politicians about what they want from their police service, and therefore a one-size-fits-all policy approach to policing, I believe, needs to be questioned.
Okay, so the report itself, though, obviously highlights the totality of policing and, you know, very much the kind of hidden elements of what the public might not see in the way that we're working to keep them safe on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, absolutely. We do work behind the scenes, and some of our specialist skills the public wouldn't wish to see. We have a massive territory here, and we have covert and internet investigators looking at child sexual exploitation online. We have online fraud investigators. Similarly, our firearms officers have to cover a massive geography, and so we have firearms teams based up in Barnstable, quiet rural Barnstable in this area, needs a firearms team because it can't be covered by Exeter. And similarly to the west of the force, we have a firearms team in Camborne because simply Bodmin is too far when a member of the public needs them. The public don't see that other than at times of crisis, but they expect it to be there. And so I have to resource it, even though it may never be seen, and hopefully incredibly rarely used.
Chief Constable, thanks very much.